Lord, we are your humble servants. We come before you today in need of hope. We need hope for a calm and peaceful future, so that faith and trust in you will overflow in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus began speaking, "The wrath of the Father, which his justice must receive, even now, my little bride, I am in torment for what must come upon the earth. Even now I am in the garden suffering through those very same drops of blood. Even now my mother suffers these very same torments. I did not create man to be the victim of death. For me this is very hard. Beloved ones, pray for those who do not know me and are thinking of their next moments of entertainment while the earth is falling beneath them. I love these souls with all my heart. I do not ever want to see them going down into destruction. I never created you for death, my dear people. Rather, this was a necessary thing when disobedience began with Eve. I could not allow them to reach the tree of life and therefore eat of the fruit of immortality, or their evil would have not known any bounds. But now things have evolved into that very theme, how to use everything beautiful and useful to cause mass destruction and unending pain and torment, especially of helpless children. But I say to you, the children are not helpless any longer. I am rising up to cleanse the wicked from the earth, yet it will take another 1,000 years to purify the DNA. Yes, much will change. Human DNA will change, be renewed and augmented to live in the new conditions on the earth. This will be life as you have ever known it. You cannot imagine how joyful and light life will become. You are living in a garbage dump, spiritually and even physically around the world. All that will be cleansed. Evil thoughts and deeds will be banished from the earth. Angels will be deployed to keep order, to teach man the rules of healthy living. Pollution will be a thing of the past. Water and air will be pristine and clear of any contamination. I promise you, my people, the new earth will be a wonder to live on. Its beauty will surpass anything you have ever known. Things will not be hard as they were for Cain. Life will be full of energy and inspiration. Joy will ring out on the hillsides. Praise will resound throughout the world for the beauty of this life, a beauty you have never imagined. But before this can happen, evil must be cleansed and expiated from the land. Yes, there were other civilizations that have come and gone, all of them ending the same way. But I am removing the evil ones from the earth for a season. If evil arises through anyone, it will be dealt with. But in the end of the 1,000 years, when I release Satan, the evil ones who have chosen to make their bed in the darkness will gather together for the final destruction of their influence. This will be the end of evil, and earth will be like heaven. But before all this can take place, beloved ones, the earth and her peoples must go through a proving. You are now in the beginning stages of that proving. At the appropriate moment, my Father will give the word for me to get my bride. Cleansing this earth will be a monumental job, beloved ones. It will take massive amounts of fire to purify what has contaminated the earth, but it will be well worth it. In the meantime, you can prove your love for me by praying for the innocent and your enemies, as well as those who do not yet know me. Pray always for that, day and night. There is nothing more painful for me than the loss of a soul. Together we will reign on the earth to make peace possible. No longer will injustice prevail. No longer will evil men be exonerated. No longer will the guilty go free to commit more crimes. No longer will my people be prevented from living in their own homes and cultivating their own land. Nothing of the kind shall be heard of until the beginning of the end.